Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Here we are again on bbsradio.com with the Creation Lightship Healing. It's Friday, November the 9th tonight, 2012. So I'm still trying to open the BBS Fast Chat, so when I get in there, I'll see if we have any questions. If you're new to the show, you can scroll down just before, by the play, the radio buttons there, and you'll find a link to the Fast Chat, and you can put your questions in there for tonight. Tonight is Paranormal
on the
Friday.
Fast Chat, it shows if the phone's not working, that maybe BBS can see if that's on or not.
Oh dear. Okay.
All phone line. So anyway.
All right.
Go ahead, Carrie. You can.
Well, I'm done, really, Ron. I'm having trouble loading the Fast Chat right now, so.
That's great. Okay, so everybody, tonight's Friday. It's our paranormal night, and if you have any experiences that's related to paranormal that you've had, maybe you were in your house one night and you heard something up in your attic crawling around, and you thought it was a cat or something, and you went up there and looked, and nothing was there. Or you heard some thumps around, or maybe you were in your room and you felt something touch you. And you go, uh-oh, what's that? And then you, it's late at night, and you put the covers over your head, then you get away from it, and then it touched you again. And that would be kind of terrifying. Then where do you run? So, that's a paranormal night. You can talk about whatever you want if you want to call in, but it needs to be an experience that you have had in your life that was paranormal. And you can just describe that to people we can maybe see where it came from or something if you have an experience like that. So hopefully we'll have somebody out there. And even a newbie. Newbies are welcome to call in to share their experiences too. So, and oldies are too. So, medium bees. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, the phone numbers, if you have a paranormal experience to share or a paranormal dilemma you would like Ron's input on, the phone numbers tonight, they're listed under the Station 2 play button there. And for the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. And if you are outside the U.S. and Canada, the country code and then area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So, Ron, there was a testimonial, and it's just, of course, left my screen here, but it was from Alexander, and he was saying that he has just done the nano clearing, and it sounds like it was a little rough, which I know many of us have experienced on that one. And now he has more awareness, and he's feeling a lot better. So we haven't talked about the nano clearing in a while. This is one that's just been up, gosh, I don't know, since late summer, I guess. Can't remember. I think it went up in June.
June, July, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so while I get my Fast Chat working here. Ron, do you want to describe that one, what that one is, since Alexander just brought that up?
Yeah, so the nano clearing is up for you to clear away from you little time bombs in you that can go off by technology being transmitted to today in our reality now, and it could have been passed on to you laying dormant situations, conditions, whatever, from your ancestors. So all of a sudden, since everything is time-based, and you know about that because you could probably set a clock if you have a special clock that might actually, you probably set it for 6 months from now to go off at 8:30 in the morning, maybe. I'm sure that technology is out there. I don't know if you'd want to do it or not, but I know banks sometimes do that. They tell you that they can do a deposit or do something, you know, whenever you choose to just type the date in or whatever. So, you know, it's the same way with these time-coded, time-released energies that these alien races have brought down to us here, unfortunately. That's what they do. And these are all mind control programs. And it could be a way to control your body robotically. And it could even be, you know, causing your body to get illnesses where you're perfectly fine, and all of a sudden you get sick. You go, what happened here? You know, I didn't change my food intake or my breathing or anything else. I didn't go see any friends. Now I'm getting pneumonia. What's happening to me? Well, maybe it's because out there in the beyondo, there could be energetic transmissions being sent to you. And it could also be in the air that you're breathing. So it kind of works both ways. It's hard to say where it comes from, but I know it's there. Another thing, this may be kind of paranormal for some of you. It's very obvious once you wonder what's happening here, but I was looking, just kind of investigating some stuff, and one of the computer, what would you call it, their insignia, their logo, is a piece of fruit. You can kind of follow me on this here. I'm not going to give any names. So I'm going to ask you, if you saw a commercial of somebody selling a piece of fruit and somebody bit a chunk out of it and they're telling you how good it was, would you buy that piece of fruit at the grocery store? Well, I don't think you would. Or let's just say that you're ready to go out shopping for a new car, for instance, you know, a big purchase, right? So you get all the different ads for your particular car that you want to buy, and you see it, you know, in a fender bender, and that's what the company's bringing. It's showing you this car with the rear-end collision, with the trunk up in the air, and, you know, the thing's dripping water, and the grill all bent up, and they're saying, oh, buy this product. Well, would you buy it? I think you'd probably say, gee, I don't want to buy that, because you're going to think that by association of having this car, by seeing that, it's going to happen to you. So why would some computer company give you this thing with part of this thing with a chunk bit out of it? Okay, think it over, everybody. What does that mean? And then going a little further, the word gate, is used a lot, singular or plural in some computers and stuff. And what does that mean? I can think of Stargate. And then you think of the word, this is another paranormal night, so we can talk about this stuff. You know, the internet. So, that's a net that's inside of you, right? Inside, inner. And, you know, inner earth, internet. Why would they call it that? Why, you know, could it be outer net? You know, or just not even talk about it. But how are they trapping you in this situation? So I'm sure there's other things out there, too, that you could probably think of. But anyway, by association, by these particular situations and names and things that you see, this is what, you could be connected to without even realizing that it may not be good for you. So, anyway, we'll see if you can get the stuff up, Carrie. You got your
CBS
Fast Chat
the
up
Fast
there?
Chats. I've got the Fast Chat up. okay, so...
another thing, yeah. We just changed the time, right? You know, everybody changed mm-hmm. their clocks, you know. I guess last week, I've had a really busy time in my life here. But the clocks were changed. And what does that do to you? There are some states that, I know Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, does not change their clocks. And somebody said maybe Idaho doesn't or something. There are certain areas. But regardless, I think Arizona definitely doesn't do it. So they're still on their timeline. Now, what happens to everybody else when you change your clock? You're changing the time. And so you're now being abducted onto a brand new timeline twice a year or some type of master program in time because you're changing it. So, anyway, another paranormal thing. Hopefully we get a caller in here. to describe what they've experienced, but I'll give it back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. So you had the entity call this evening, Ron, and I don't know if it's Josie or Jose, but they're saying, amazing call tonight, Ron. Felt like my clones in parallel lives lost entities and came in not programmed. Is that possible? So maybe you want to talk about what you did on the entity call tonight.
Yeah, we happen to work with alien entities. So we normally work with emotional bodies of people that have died, and normally they're dead. I still think you could probably get some from living people, but mainly they're dead ones. And they, this is what you call ghosts, and they want to come into your body to have their experience because they need a body to live in. They need to have a host, a home, like the old song, the boll weevils or something looking for a home or something, So they want to have you to give them life force energy to live in, and if they like their new body, then they'll bring forth their addictions and situations and talents to you. And so what we did is we released alien entities and entities that body hop because they wanted to have the experience of going into the beyond, though, living a parallel life. So we did that release this time, kind of like off the cuff here. And it was quite interesting, I think. So we got rid of entities that were coming to you from timelines and also released ones that body hopped from you into a timeline. And this is on the entity call that we had. So we can see if anybody else would like to comment if they were on the call tonight, how they feel or felt about that. So back to you, Eric.
Okay. So this person is wondering, Ron, whether their clones came in unprogrammed as a result of this. They're wondering if that's possible, of what you did.
You could have shaken the boat up a lot when we did this. Yeah, it could be possible that the clones maybe lost part of their program. Maybe they're running all kinds of entity programs in the clone, and that got taken away. Or just the fact that the clones got taken away from a program may have... made these unwanted universal travelers that was doing this dirty deed on everybody, maybe the person that's talking about it, maybe they just couldn't figure out what was happening because they lost a lot of their energy. It's already probably in place. I'm sure that they have all this stuff choreographed, ready to go. They got to make a movie set and make you and everything else, get the hairdresser up to make you look right and everything else, going along those lines, and all of a sudden you disrupt the program. And they have to, figure out what to do next. So they may just say, I'll give up with this process. No need to go any further. All the clones left that had entities, and now what can we do? So that's a possibility there, too. But quite interesting. Remember, everything that we talk about, could and can happen. So remember, you don't know what you don't know. And like I say, what you don't know could kill you. And basically, it does. That's why we die, because we don't know what we don't know. We don't clean out our visible energetic bodies to live longer. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And somebody's asking, Ron, saying the name, they came across the name Archons as a race, A-R-C-O-N-S, and they say, I understand this is to be that we have been implanted with them. And then they say the fallen ones. Please comment, would this be one of the clearings of the aliens that you do, the Archons?
I've heard the name probably about 5 times so far. I don't know, but when we do clearings, we take out what's bothering you typically, and there's so many of them that I try not to even focus on the names of these particular aliens, plus a lot of them don't have names.
Yeah.
That we could probably even understand or pronounce, so you have to realize that, if you start looking at alien writings and stuff, you know, if you're, well, for me, just looking at, say, Chinese or Japanese writings, you know, I don't have a clue, you know. So I don't know, you know, if some of you out there happen to know how to read those particular, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, writings or, you know, whatever. You know, I'm at a loss for words here what to say, okay? But if you know how to do that, and you can do English too, boy, you know, you're doing very well. Because I don't have a clue what it even looks like. And that's also true with races of people. You know, and I remember hearing something a long time ago, you know, whether it's true or not, it very possibly would be true that, you know, when Columbus came here, or whoever came in his ships out there in the ocean, the Indians didn't know about that at all, so they didn't even see it until they got accustomed to looking at it, or maybe it came closer. So it's not in their reality, not in their consciousness. So, you know, if you have a certain culture, we'll just say that you happen to be a green person, okay? So you're green. And all of a sudden, you get thrown into a culture which have pink people, okay, and you're the only green one. Well, you would not understand or recognize the facial features or anything else of that pink person or pink, you know, culture at all, because they're going to all look the same to you until you start relating with these people, and then you can see the subtle differences on them. And so if you notice that, you know, with different cultures, different skin colors, well, you know, that's why I'm using two different ones here, you'll notice yourself that, gee, you know, these people may look all the same to you because you don't have a way to relate because you don't see them. You don't know what their, you know, the little nuances are in the way the skin is and maybe mannerisms, but they may all be the same to you. You might just categorize that particular pink person as, oh, all pink people look the same to me. Or the pink people would say, you know, this person's nuts. They're all different. So you got to kind of recognize that. So, you know, all these writings are different. So trying to figure out what some alien is, you know, doing or channeling or whatever. And where did that name come from, you see? Who brought in a name of this particular alien group? It could be a brand new name. And what are they doing to these people? You know, how are they courting the people, how this alien race courting the people because you're attaching to that name. So how do you spell that? We'll take off the vowels out of that, Gary.
What's the word, Ron? I'm sorry, I'm writing stuff from the fast chat down.
Okay.
What's the word you want the spelling on?
Yeah, how do you spell that name? A what? A-R?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. A-R-C-O-N-S. Archons.
Okay, so we got the A-R-C-O. Okay, so we got an A and an O for a vowel. So a name, we're going to take out the A out of it. Delete that out of our programs that relate to A's. Remember, works both ways. You have to relate to it in order to have it attached to you. So let's get rid of the A. So I'm going to clear that away from you. So one, count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and now we'll do the O, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That name now should be pretty much zeroed out in your consciousness. Otherwise, what will happen is your mind will want to figure out what that is. So it may write that name down and may go into Google search to see who and what it is, what they're doing. Remember, the mind is very curious. And it wants to know everything, which is why basically we're stuck here, because the mind wants to know more and more and more, chasing its tail, and that's what happens. So that should be taken away from you. If you wish to say your name out loud, you can do that right now, and I'll just clear the scattered vowels. You're going to notice that after you say your name again, you're not going to relate to it. And that's really interesting when I do that at the expos. People kind of wonder, gee, am I really mind controlled? Because because my name relates to me, which is a control. It's a mind control program. So it's very obvious that way. So here we go. We'll clear the A again. If you have an A in your name, first name, we'll just use. Say your name out loud. And you're going to notice that your name might, wow, you know, this is me. Here we go. So releasing the A. And the vowels have more of an energy on them than the standard letters. So here we go. A being released. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so I'll release the E's. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. O. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And A-I-O-U, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now say your name out loud. And when you say it out loud, maybe you might look around the room to see if somebody's in that room with that name. You might be looking for an answer. So instead of you saying, hey, it's me, you're waiting for somebody else to come up with that name. And maybe nobody in the room. So you go, wow, I don't relate to my name any longer. Well, that's good. You just got rid of a mind control program temporarily. So back to you, Gary.
Okay. All right. We have quite a few questions stacking up here. So I'm going to go to Mitch's question next. And this is a situation, Ron, that you've described many times on the shows. Mitch says he got abducted recently and he missed his turn off for work this week. But he says, my clone was driving the car, though. And he's wondering if that's what you got. So it wasn't the real him, he feels. One of his clones was driving his car, but he still missed his turning.
Yeah. What would happen would be is that a new clone would come in that maybe did not have the program to turn off on that particular location. That's what normally happens is you have a routine. And ideally, the next clone that recycles every 10 minutes in you should have the information being told to it, passed on to it, just like a baton, a couple of people running, you know. It should have the information, the database that will jumpstart that clone into your particular lifestyle and way of life. So all of a sudden, maybe during that driving, getting close to that off-ramp, maybe they switched out and maybe it took 5 seconds for the database to work and maybe you already passed the off-ramp. Another thing is that they could have abducted you completely and then you're driving into the billboard. That's what I call it. And now you're in the Beyondo driving your car and you naturally could miss that completely because you're only focused on where your eyes are looking, not necessarily thinking about that off-ramp. And who's in your car on Earth here? Well, it's somebody else as a placeholder for you. So remember, they can't have the person normally disappear completely, as it'd be pretty freaky for the person that would be behind you to all of a sudden see your car gone out of nowhere. And maybe if the guy would be very psychic, you might even see your car floating up in the air, driving into the billboard, you know? That would be pretty scary for someone. But basically, what probably happened was you got abducted, and you lost it. And then they put you back down again, further on down the road, and all of a sudden you were there. When I was traveling, that happened. I didn't get abducted. I saw the abduction points. They attempted to do so. They may have got me a little ways up, but at that point, they got terminated. So I have taken out abduction points on roads. And what happens normally, and this you're all going to relate to, so you're going to be more conscious of it. On heavily traveled roads or just any road in general, you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you might feel like a force field in front of you of some sort, kind of like maybe a magnet pulling you in a sense. You know how magnets attract each other, you know, north and south pole. You may start to feel that little pulling, like you're being sucked into something, but you don't know what it is, but you just feel like, wow, I'll go a little bit faster or something. Well, what they're doing is they're taking you into an abduction spot. And a lot of times you'll get a little tired. Your eyes may water, you may yawn. And you just think that it's a normal condition in life because you do yawn. And all of a sudden, you are in the Beyondo. Now, your car is still looking like it's going where it is because they managed to make the movie set the same as what it is here. Maybe they cost it more money to get that duplicated, I don't know, from the movie producers, you know, to get an extra film footage of what's here. And then once you get abducted, then they can do things to you. And hopefully it's, you know, the worst is not the condition of the abduction, you know, whatever's going on with you. And after they're done tuning you up, experimenting with you or whatever, not making it sound too awful here, checking all your implants, putting new ones in, patting you on the head, telling you what a nice specimen you are, then they bring you back here and your car hits the pavement now. Now, do they put you down correctly? Did they put you down straight on the road? Did they move you over maybe 6 inches? Did your steering wheel cock to one side? And then all of a sudden you go, holy crud, I'm going off the side of the road. And you think, what happened to me? You know, and you look back on it, if you can, and you just think that you're kind of like spaced out. Well, you were spaced out. You're from space. And you came in here. Now you're getting spaced in. And then all of a sudden you wake up, and you compensate to keep your car from going on the side of the road or hitting something. And then you go, man, I missed that off-ramp. Or, yeah, I wanted to look at something, a billboard or whatever, and where did it go to or whatever, you know. And that's what happens. That happens all the time for people. And, you know, the worst thing is, you know, is if you get into an accident. You know, you look in your mirror, and all of a sudden there's no car there, and you turn your car over, and all of a sudden maybe you're in an accident, and it's your fault. And it's only because a guy just happened to get beamed down, you know, as you're making your turn into the next lane, and maybe they collided you guys together. So hopefully, you know, it's not the car that falls on top of you or something, but they make the problem with the GPS location. But this is quite common. You may even ask people, you know, jokingly say, hey, you know, you ever had this problem where you look in your mirror, left-hand mirror on your car, you're going to do a left-hand, you know, lane change, and nobody's there, and all of a sudden they show up or something? Ever happened to you? You know, make like a question. And I think most people are going to say, yeah, it happened last week. You know, I don't know what happened. You know, I was just fiddling around or yawning or something, you know. And now you got the clues, you know. That's what happens to people. That's your paranormal experience, you know, is that. So, you know, weird things happen. But once you finally figure out what it is, then you know you better look twice. Maybe even look three times before you do the lane change or look during the process. And also look ahead of you. Maybe you got a car that all of a sudden pops here that's going 10 miles an hour slower than what you're doing. And the lane was like completely free in front of you that you're tuning into. They put somebody down through the post flow, you know. So you got to be very careful. So driving is, in a sense, dangerous. So only getting worse. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Patty, you wrote in the fast chat a little bit ago asking for more explanation on something, and I'm not sure what we were talking about at the time, what Ron was talking about. So if you'd like to type in what that topic was, we can Ron can go a little more in depth on whatever that was. So I'll just wait for that. In the meantime, Ron, Maxine is having an odd situation with her computer. That she's wondering about what's going on. She says on one of her computers, the light being turned off, and maybe it twitched, I guess. It was odd, and she's wondering if you can clear that. She says the time on that computer was not matching my other one, and she's wondering if her computer might be in a parallel life or cloned out. So,
very good. Yeah, very possibly. So, let's make your computers real, everybody. So all of a sudden you're going to go, uh-oh. Here we go. And then we'll do flowers. So if you have any plants or flowers in your room, once you get those in the next 5 minutes, and we'll do a decloning on this here, bringing in the real it. So here we go. This is for your computer. One, you might put your hand in front of it and kind of feel the energy. You know, is your clone computer giving you EMF rays off of it, okay? Kind of feel the energy on your computer. Normally they shouldn't, you know, because the new technology is just a light bulb back there, basically. But the old ones with the CRT tubes, which you may have on your older desktops that were, you know, a cathode ray tube, that will transfer energy to you. But here we go. I'll count to probably about 50 to change your computer. And maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be a lot cleaner than what it is now. You know, who knows? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Get rid of the replicas of your computer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, there we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now feel your computer. Does your computer kind of feel like it's brand new to you? Does it feel like it has energy in it? Really, real life force? You know, does it feel like it's kind of like vibrating and like new to you? Now, if you can, look at a plant in your room, if you have a live plant, or a plant that lived, let's put it that way. Maybe you have one that's kind of wilted and on the way out, you know. It has some dead leaves on it or something. If you don't have a plant, then you have a goldfish or, you know, a dog or cat or something, we can make real. So this is up to you, too. So get, whatever you have there. And if you don't have either one of those or anything like that, then we're going to work on your left hand, okay? Here we go. This is a decloning replica call. We do these on Thursday, so I just pick body location, basically, and we make you real because a condition can be passed on to the next clone. And we start getting rid of the clones for that condition, all of a sudden you may feel much better. So, in fact, we'll do everybody's left hand along with their goldfish, and dog, and cat, or whatever they have, and plants. So here we go. You have all of these, and you can have a lot of good life force in your room. So we're going to take the energies out that would be replicated by the aliens. These are clones, replicas of what they're really supposed to be. So releasing them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Coming in almost, but we'll keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1. Okay. Coming in, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. First of all, if you have a pet or animal, look at it and just see if it's glowing more. See if it looks more real. See if it looks happy. It probably won't be jumping around for joy, but it may look completely different to you. You may even wonder why it's here, but typically it'll have a more vibrant energy because it'll have source energy with it instead of the fake light of the darkness energy from the dung pile, which is what the dark side creates with, which has the spirits that are Dyson sliced up the dung pile. They manifest from this here, so... Here we go. And let's feel your hand now. Is your left hand feeling better than your right hand? Is it more moist? Does it feel like it's glowing? You know, look at the aura on it, you know. Maybe you haven't seen a real hand for, you know, a long time. And you compare the two hands and your right hand just looks maybe different, you know. You're looking at a real hand versus a clone replica hand. And your body might your eyeballs might go right to your left hand, where the right one doesn't want to look at it any longer because it's just like a mannequin, you know. I'm going to do your right hand, and also check out your flowers and plants. This I did at the expo, one of them. I think maybe may have been into both of them, but, you know, L.A. and New York, but we did that also. But here we go. Right hand, everybody. So just watch your right hand as it changes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll just say 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100. Okay, coming in. Making your right hand real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So, I had another, this is paranormal here, kind of an aha. And you may have noticed it yourself, maybe not, but check it out when you go to the grocery store or any place that has those little scanners that scan your food or whatever you're buying. Every store has them now. Are they scanning you? Okay. Now, right away, if you're a little suspicious, you'd probably say yes, but somehow you might be losing your consciousness a little bit. You walk up and they start scanning stuff, and either you could pay cash or with a credit card, makes no difference, but just being in front of that scanner. Now, are they, I'm going out on a limb here, are they collecting the information from you, your energy signature of your body? Remember, you have fingerprints on what you're buying, and you don't know what's being scanned, because they do scan the price, but maybe they're getting a piece of you too. Maybe they're attaching that to you or knowing what you're getting, you know, and you'd be paying cash for. So just an idea there. The next time you go in and pay for something, see if you can feel any energy from that scanner scanning you as you stand in front of it. So what would you do about that? If you do feel it, probably do a shrink wrap on it. That may help. You might even, just for a joke, tape some tinfoil, aluminum foil to the inside of your shirt or something, you know. Maybe you'd have to probably put a coat on or something, you know, so that you wouldn't see this shiny foil side of your T-shirt or something, or, you know, close to your body. But it might, that might help to disperse it. Just try it just for the heck of it and see what happens. That's one thing. And what I'm going to do is discharge, since we talked about that one computer company that had this piece of fruit on it, where part of it was eaten, and I don't think I would buy a computer with part of it missing, okay? Where's that missing link? So, missing piece. Did it go to the dung pile? You know, I don't know, but if you have one of those things, and you look at that particular logo, we'll make that real. Because you don't want to buy anything that isn't whole, right? So here we go. We'll just see what happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Put some energy into it. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, there we go. Getting released here. Wow. I can't say what I'm seeing, but you can just see if you sense any changes here. Okay, everybody, there we go. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I felt a little woozy from that. And Corey has a comment that goes with what you just did, relating to when you made our computers real. Ronnie's saying, that was crazy. My head just went through some sort of time warp while staring at the computer. I didn't know my computer was abducting me. I came back when you made the computer real. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, what's in those pixels? Anyway, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
It could be a problem, you know? In fact, probably everything here is a problem. anyway.
Yeah. Let's see. The decloning. Liz is saying her left hand has been itching like crazy. Maybe it's not itching now. Amasha is noticing very bright lights around the cats. Janice, I guess, was having trouble whether to have her sage plant or her dog decloned.
I did all of them, including your hand. So they're all done. So.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. All right, so we have a question over at clsquestions at yahoo.com about the intensives for this month that start tomorrow. So I'll just quickly remind all of you, in case you haven't signed up for that yet and you would like to, the Saturday call is tomorrow, the 4-hour Ascension Preparation call. So that's on the 10th, November 10th. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then the next day, Sunday the 11th, begins the 3 consecutive Sundays of 8-hour healing intensives for body rejuvenation, removal of alien parasitic life forms. So that's the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. And that starts, those each start at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and they go on for 8 hours. You can be on the call or you can be absentee. Ron is also throwing in for $100 the every weekday call for the rest of the month, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern calls. The decloning, decording, entity release, and then the Wednesday one is the water charging and lightship healing. So if you're interested in getting that whole bundle, that would be $300 for the whole month. So, Ron, there's a question from Sylvia about the November intensive. She says, I signed up for the November intensive and included my spouse. My spouse will be absentee. So here's her question. Do I prepare 7 bottles of water for him too? So that's
could,
for the
yes.
Saturday call.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah, yeah, some people who are absentee and they can't be on the Saturday call, just get a piece of paper and maybe put a bottle on it. Or put the paper on the bottle itself. It'll be charged up for you. Just mark it, 1 through 7. I'm kind of seeing a possible problem with somebody maybe doing it where maybe the bottle leaks slightly and all of a sudden their paper gets all wet with the writing on it. They may think that it may have ruined the bottle of water. So it would not, but it would probably make you feel kind of awful if that happened. But normally most people just put a little sticker on their bottle and write on it the day, and the water would be starting on Sunday. That'd be number 1 for you. So if we started the day after the call, you'd have 7 containers of water that you'd be using for a week. Now, if you happen to be on the weekly calls, people say, what do I do with all my water now? I got extra water. I'm on the weekly call, and then the Saturday one starts, and I got new water. Well, you could drink the water that you have extra, which would be maybe, say, hypothetically half a week, and you could just drink those, a little bit out of each one if you want, and just start fresh again, on the Saturday one. And then when the Wednesday call comes, then just drink extra water maybe, from, say, Sunday through Wednesday, because you're going to be getting fresh water to use on Thursday. So, and you don't want to really mix them, just drink them in the order, as they come along. So that's why they're marked 1 through 7. Okay. So.
All right. I think we had a beep, Ron, but there's one quick little second part to the question here, so we'll get to you in just a sec, caller. And it's, if you're on the call during the intensive and you have to leave the house to run an errand, are you automatically considered absentee until you return?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once you're on the call, you are absentee. So you're guaranteed absentee. And if you come on the call, then you're not absentee. But, it will work for you perfectly.
Okay.
You don't have to send me an email. Some people like doing that. And I will be checking emails throughout the call. In fact, let's just say that you send an email and I don't really get it or see it or something. So I'm doing the call. Then I go to my computer, will say, an hour after the call starts, and I read it, and I say, yes, you're on the call. I normally always acknowledge him if I see him. Then you wonder, gee, did I miss the first hour of the call? No, that's not what happens. Once you get it on PayPal, you're automatically on the call. This is the way the website's set up. I know. And so instantaneously, you're on the call, whether you need to acknowledge it or not with me. A lot of people like to call in just to give their name on the call, which is very nice. And then from there, you can just hang up and go about your day if you have to do something. And the water, just get your water bottles ready. So, yeah, you're not locked into, being on the speakerphone the whole day, confined to your house or the room. Most people like putting the light beam up on their monitor screen. If you need to leave, then, put your picture up in front of it also. That can help you. And, you can also do spirit infusion. Get one of the free clearings that has spirit infusion on it. Change the timer and leave that on when you're at work or something. That can help you out too. So that's what I recommend doing. Now, if you have a condition or problem, let's just say that you got the bundle for the body jumpstart and you're dealing with maybe high blood pressure or maybe your body's cold or something. Well, that's the circulatory typically. So, put that clearing on and run it. And, a lot of people, for what I hear, find a friend who has an extra computer. Either they throw them away after about 5 years or they just have them laying around and you borrow one and just run that computer with that clearing on it, put your picture in front of it. And some people, they can't, they're using their computer for their business and they don't know what to do because they can't leave a screen up. Doing clearings because they need their computer. Well, use computers, since they're outdated so quickly, you probably get one very, very reasonably, that's probably 5 years old or so. It'll still work perfect for the clearings. So just, do that and put your picture in front of it. And a lot of people do the space clearings that way. They want to have some energy when they're going to work, so they can do a space clearing of them, and it will clear you and the energies around you as you go to work or your work space or your cubicle. So for the intensives, it's 28 hours of healing. That's what it amounts to. You got 24 plus 4. And Sunday calls, we get rid of the alien critters that are living with you that you know nothing about. And sometimes, people have emailed me and said, gee, Ron, you're clearing off the snake energies and I can actually feel some gurgling inside of me. And things moving around physically because I can see you moving. And then they get out, and all of a sudden I lost a couple inches of my waist. I'm actually thinner now, and that does happen. So, this is things that are real that for most people, this is not taught in school and churches, so far. And this is all stuff that's happening to us, So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have actually quite a few questions, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I think we had a beep. Do we have a caller on the line still?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes,
Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call, Ron. You started out the paranormal show with something in your attic. I have had thud in my attic for quite a long time. I know it isn't a cat or anything, but it happens every morning at the exact time within 3 minutes of each other.
Okay. Oh,
so I don't know what it is. It happens between 4:23 and...
Yeah. Since you called in, about what time does it happen?
It happens every morning from 4:23 to 4:27 a.m.
Early, huh? Okay.
Now it's 3:23 to 3:27 a.m.
And what time zone?
Eastern.
Eastern, huh?
Mm-hmm.
27, so that would be equal to, midnight, my time, I guess, huh? It would have to be midnight, right?
It'd be 3 hours before your time.
Here. Okay. Since you called in, I'll go after it for you. See if we can get rid of
it,
okay?
I've been wanting to ask you about that for a long time, but didn't have the guts to ask. You mentioned that was the first thing you mentioned tonight on the paranormal, so I'm going to call, try to get in.
Okay, I got it, and I'll see if I can terminate this critter, okay?
Wonderful.
If I see it, it's gone. So,
what is it? Did you see what it was?
I got a visual on it a little bit. I don't want to talk about it too much because it might scare you, but I do see
it. Don't. I don't need it in my...
You don't want it in your memory.
No, I don't.
It's probably gone right now.
Wonderful. I'll know this morning when it comes.
How does it feel right now in your house, in that room?
Well, it feels great. I mean, I don't have any bad feelings about it. I just know it's there because
I hear it. I think it's gone.
Pardon?
Your room should feel lighter.
I had to get out of that room right now to make the call, so
okay.
I'm not in that room. But I never felt anything
right
negative.
Now.
I mean, I didn't feel anything, let's put it that way.
Okay. Oh, thank you for calling. Yeah, and let me know what
time
right on the call, if it's still there or not. I think I got it, okay?
All right, I'll know later. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. So, we have quite a few questions we didn't get to. So, those of you who we haven't had time to cover your questions, jot them on a piece of paper and put them in the fast chat, maybe tomorrow, Saturday night live on the Lightship, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, also on Station 2, or you can bring them to a show next week. And if you haven't signed up for the intensive, you can still do that tonight or tomorrow morning. And Ron, I have 57 after, so I will say thank you.
Well, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, caller, the lady. I think it was Dolores, I believe. And so thank you, and hopefully you enjoyed the show, everybody. And I'll energize the light beam as we get off the air right now, so it'll be up for an hour for you to bring in peace energy. So see you later. See you tomorrow. Hopefully you're on the 4-hour call, everybody. Blessings.
Night-night. Thanks, Ron.